to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion today on an issue that we have continued during the course of most of this week. It is in the top of the news on a global level. It's in all of the news media, even the secular communist network news, talking about the jihad, Islamic jihad. They're not calling it that. They're saying Hamas and the war against Israel. It is as a result of the Islamic jihadist that's ready to pounce across America and around the globe. But the bottom line is, I think that we need to analyze, understand, and recognize is one fact. Who owns the land? The battle is supposedly about land, about the territory, about who's going to control Israel. Who is in control of the land? Who owns the land? How did the land come about in the hands of the Jewish people? Who gave the land? Who gave the title deed to the nation of Israel for the land that they are on today? As we think about that subject, we're going to have to deal with what is taking place today and what shall take place as a result of this war in Israel, war upon Israel, carried out by Hamas, Hezbollah, at the behest of Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a very serious state. Don't know how you view it. Don't know whether you're seeing it as a minuscule little blip on the radar as a problem. But it is far, 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 far deeper and wider than just a happenstance. It is far greater than just a 3, 4, 5, 6 day war, as we've seen in the past in the nation of Israel. I personally believe this is going to be a protracted war. I believe that we're seeing this as part of World War III, and President Donald J. Trump just made the statement that this will lead to World War III. I don't know who's giving him his information and insight, but he's on target with that statement. So, ladies and gentlemen, as the Islamic jihadists calling themselves Hamas have declared war on Israel, I believe the terrorist attack on innocent people, men, women, boys, and girls, babies' heads being cut off, leaving about 1,200 butchered, thousands injured, and only God knows how many are held in captivity today as hostages. I believe it's time that we wake up, sit up, and realize what is taking place. We're going to talk about that today. After a brief monologue, our telephone lines will be open. Feel free to make that telephone call. Your call goes direct through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion today. And let me remind you, as we face the issues, this broadcast and each and every broadcast, as we face the issues, it's not based on philosophical rhetoric. Our discussion is not based on some denominational dogma. We do not base our thoughts and our opinion, our positions on some political agenda, but based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's God's word that should have the final say-so and the final authority in what we say, think, believe, or do. It's looking at the world scenario, what's happening locally, nationally, and globally, through the prism of the Word of God. That is the challenge that I place before you each and every day. God's Word is a book of truth. It is the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further declaratory statement is made in John 17, 17, "Thy word is truth." And in Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen. The truth of the Lord endures forever. And I believe that is exactly what we need to depend on. It is exactly what we need to trust and have confidence in. And I believe that today, as no other time in history, we're seeing the unfurling, the unfolding, the revealing of the eschatological prophetic future for this old world. God's word gives it. God's word has said it. God's word cannot be changed. God's word cannot be modified, altered, or in any way reduced to anything less than the book of truth. And yet we're in a society today where truth is not sought after. Truth is rejected, refused. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And that's exactly what we're finding to be happening today, what we find to be true today. The unfortunate thing is, most young people, the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, do not trust the Word of God, do not believe in a focus of the centrality of truth. 55% of that age group say each person determines their own version of truth. And today, ladies and gentlemen, one of the commentators, one of the anchors on one of the main networks on television, and talking about the thousands upon thousands in Michigan, thousands upon thousands in New York and other places around the globe and across America, that's demonstrating, supporting Hamas, the Palestinians as they're called. They're supporting jihadists. They're supporting the Islamic Arabic jihadists. That's what they're doing. But the age group, one commentator said, was 25 to 45 years old. 25 to 45, that's still in the category of basically what we'd call the millennial age group today. And the rationale, the reason for that, is simply because of what they've been taught in the colleges, universities, and schools in which they have been in these recent years. Our schools have become incubators for indoctrination and brainwashing of our students. We have, for the most part, the socialist, Marxist, communist professors that's doing the teaching. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made this statement about truth. He said, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches." It's a sad statement. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made this statement: "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." And ladies and gentlemen, when Jan Hus was being burned at the stake, he screamed, "Truth shall prevail." And I believe that's the position that we ought to take today. We do not see truth in its real form today, but truth will prevail. Truth will prevail. I believe that if we stand on the truth of the Word of God, it will prevail throughout all of time and eternity. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has the knowledgeable staff that can answer your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional, as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's 11291. That is 11291-1291 Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark to help you identify the home of Tools for Time. 165-foot flagpole, the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7 over the campus of Tools for Time. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordains to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, when we think about the subject of what is happening today, may I say to you that we need to recognize the reality of it. It's what one writer called unspeakable horrors. The headline says, dozens of babies' heads have been chopped off. Hardened media outlets familiar with the violent war, even genocide, stumbled on Tuesday to describe the viciousness of the Hamas attack on Israel, using words like depravity, terror, rampage, ruthless murder, and barbarity. They were describing the scene at the kibbutz in Israel where Hamas terrorists massacred at least 40 babies and young children before the beheading, some of them. Families were gunned down in their beds. Soldiers reported others being burned alive in Israel. The horror unfolded as Israeli soldiers move into the kibbutz area to remove the bodies of the victims. Burned houses, wrecked furniture were evident. Then the bodies, bullet-ridden, of everyone who had once lived there. The article continues. Outside the destroyed homes, the soldiers told I-24 news correspondent how they saw the bodies of babies next to their cots, their heads chopped off, and a sign of the depraved acts committed by the terrorists since they attacked Israel on Saturday. You see the babies, the mothers, the fathers, in their bedrooms, in their protection rooms, how the terrorists killed them. It's not war. It's not a battlefield. It's a complete massacre. It's a terror activity. One observer declared something that we used to imagine from our grandfathers, grandmothers, and the programs of Europe. Talking about Hitler's slaughter of 6 million Jews. Ladies and gentlemen, that is still a major, 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 major problem, not just in Israel, not just with Benjamin Netanyahu, but that's a major problem on a global basis. We're going to talk about that during the course of this broadcast. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. May I remind you, your telephone call goes direct through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, God knows how many captives the Islamic jihadists have. We don't know. But one family member in another country, I've forgotten what nation, said he was so thankful to hear that his daughter had been killed because he was concerned she was held captive and how she'd be tortured. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we look at that as an isolated thing. I think many today, even as Christians and conservatives in America, are looking at this, well, that's Israel's problem. That's Israel's situation. That's what's happening in Israel. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we need to be, as Christians, as conservatives and patriots, we need to be concerned today. The so-called Palestinians, as they're called, are saying that they're the victims. But ladies and gentlemen, they are the ones that have declared war on Israel. So why the war? Why this battle? Why now of the slaughter of the Jews? Why the call for holy jihad around the world? Yes, that's exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they're calling for today. Islamic jihadists are now calling for global terrorism. Global terrorism. is what they're calling for around the globe. In fact, I'm looking at the article. Listen carefully. Hamas terror leaders call for Muslim uprisings around the world this Friday. Hear me. This article reads this way. In the aftermath of his organization's decision to spark regional war that easily could turn into the much larger conflagration, Hamas leader Khalid Mashal, M-A-S-H-A-L, Mashal perhaps, now is calling for the further uprising on Friday. In a video posted online, the Liberty Daily, he spends minutes praising the terrorists who last weekend launched a depraved attack on Israel, killing probably 1,000 innocent civilians. Ladies and gentlemen, the number is approaching 1,300 now, including babies who were gruesomely decapitated. He blames the violence on the criminal occupation of the land of Israel, in line with the group's ideology that calls for, like the Iranian regime demands, the total elimination of Israel. He threatens, and I quote, "This is an invitation on Friday." Friday, a flood of El Aqsa Mosque, but they do it before Friday, after Friday, and on Friday. We want to tell the Zionists, the criminal leaders, their forces, and the Americans everywhere who came to their rescue, because they have double standard. They see Ukraine's fight as fair, but they do not see the battle of the Palestinian people as just, and a fresh global jihad in process of being unleashed. He called for the Muslims to revive our pride and dignity, renew the pages of history. Let us make today present. God willing, he's saying God, he's not talking about the God that we serve, ladies and gentlemen. He's talking about Allah, the moon god, the false god. Allah willing, it heralds the future of freedom, liberation, and victory for Islam. He called for Muslims for their responsibility to demand things with their higher ceiling. First, the anger is to go out in the squares and squares and the Islamic streets and across the communities everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a call of global jihad. That's a call for international jihad. And yet, I don't see any response from the State Department, from the Pentagon, from the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, any of the thugs with badges. I don't see any call, don't see anything where they're calling for the Americans to arm themselves, protect themselves. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it is a far cry from what it should be the norm. Picture now, if those in Israel had weapons in their hands, if the Israelis, citizens, were free to own and carry weapons, probably as much as half, if not more, of the atrocities, the savagery, the murders, the slaughter could have been prevented. But ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you today, we're living in the last days, and we're seeing God's eschatological prophetic future being revealed before our eyes. I believe I have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go to the question and comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you very much for your radio program. Very much enjoy it. Very unique. And Israel, what a shame, what a catastrophe for this to happen. And I got confirmation in Israel that this has actually happened from friends I have in Israel. So it's definitely a real scenario, not a fake scenario. The thing with Israel is that this is the nation that God ordained 4,000 years ago, gave that land to the people of Israel.
Yes.
And it's his land. He owns all the earth. It's not Satan. It's not the globalists. Father Yahuwah and Yahshua, Jesus, created the heavens and the earth and all the gold, all the silver, all the wealth, all the land. So they could give it whoever they want. It's his land. It's his money. It's all his. And we've been with the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and that's what he's done against us. But I just want to say that Israel is God's chosen people. We need to stand behind them, back them, because there are really good Bible-believing people that love God, that keep his Kadosh laws, his holy, righteous laws. And they said they're going to arm the Israelite people with guns. They're going to give them all guns, I heard. And
that's a wonderful atrocity, Kevin, that's a wonderful decision. And you touched on that they own the land. God gave them the land. And most people do not recognize that. It's not a matter of them being usurpers, as they're being called by the even the secular socialist Marxist media. They're not usurpers. They're not squatters. They're not nesters. They're not going into a land that's not theirs and taking it, as they're being accused of. I'm looking at Genesis, the 13th chapter. God speaking, and he's giving a promise to Abraham. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, to thee for thy seed forever and forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, they shall, so shall thy seed also be numbered. And then in Joshua, the first chapter, verses 1 and following, the scripture says very clearly in the text, verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given to you, as I said unto Moses. And here's the key, Kevin, verse 5, there shall no man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And God's word is promising the Jewish people as a nation that the land is yours. God gave it to them. And Kevin, I'm sure that you are familiar with this, but our listeners may not be. So let me recite this and then ask you.
Amen. One more point, blood, is that God gave me the revelation when we go to war with Iran, and Hamas is back in Iran. When we go to war with the USA and Israel, that's when Russia and China will attack us, and there's numerous prophecies of Russia and China attacking us. World War III has already started in the Bible codes when Russia bombed Kiev, Ukraine, in October of 2022. So this thing is on. Unless God does a miracle, Dr. Youngblood, we're going to get whacked. And I've seen dreams and visions of us fighting with China. So unless God does a miracle, I think it's going down, and that's how I believe it's going to go down. When we go into Iran, Russia and China are going to attack us. Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood.
Kevin, you're spot on. In fact, it's odd that you make that statement, because Donald J. Trump, in a recent statement, said that we're watching the beginning of World War III with what is taking place in Israel. I said that in relationship to the Ukraine and what Russia is doing there. We're fighting a proxy war today with Russia, and Israel is fighting a proxy war today with Iran through Hezbollah and Hamas. But ladies and gentlemen, it's not something that is brand new. In fact, I've said this for years and years and years. I'm looking at a book, titled the book, looking at the cover, The Coming Global Islamic Invasion. It's the study of Ezekiel 38 and 39. I had the privilege of writing the book, publishing the book in 2013. And it is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place. And on page 37 in the book, for example, I make this statement. God says Russia and her allies will come against Israel. Notice the scripture says like a storm. How is a storm? Most of the time, a storm is without warning. It is with fury and great power, major destruction. The scripture says like a cloud to cover the land. That is literally bringing darkness, destruction over the land of Israel. Israel will be invaded by millions of Islamic terrorists coming against her. We could rename our national news media the American Socialist Media. The Democratic National Convention can be called the Demonic National Convention. We must recognize and realize the danger that is facing the entire world. We have a looming danger in America today and around the globe, and that is from the Islamic jihadists. And ladies and gentlemen, on page 59, I have a whole chapter of quotes. Dr. Jerry Falwell, the former pastor of Thomas Root Baptist Church, with the Lord now, said the Prophet Muhammad was a terrorist, a violent man of war. Franklin Graham said in 2006, Islam is a very wicked and evil religion. John Wesley said, ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, espouses of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations, rending and tearing all that fell into their merciless paws and grinding them with their iron teeth. Dr. Pat Robertson, CBN, with the Lord now, said this: Islam is wicked, evil, and very dangerous. Even after 9/11, George Bush, the president of the United States, said this is an Islamic crusade against America. And I made the statement then, Islam is the most dangerous, wicked, destructive religion in all of the world. And I could go on and on and on with the quotes in the book in relationship to that. Dr. Mark Gabriel, the former professor of Islamic studies at Al Jazeera University in Cairo, Egypt, said, Islam is evil, very evil, wicked, very dangerous. And I could go on and on and on with the quotes in relationship to that being the factor. This book needs to be in the hand of every hearer today. This book will outline for you what is taking place in America and what shall take place around the globe. It's the coming Islamic invasion. I commend it to you. It's a very inexpensive book. It's $10.99. You can go online at conservative.edu, look up the bookstore, and scroll down and find this book, The Coming Global Islamic Invasion. It's the study of Ezekiel 38 and 39. I commend it to you. What we see happening today is setting the stage. It's not just Israel that we should be concerned about, though we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That is what God charges us to do in Psalms 122 and verse 6. But we need to be concerned, ladies and gentlemen, as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, as to where we're going on a global scale. We're watching God's prophetic eschatological clock being turned on. We're watching the starting point. And as our recent caller just said, when we see Israel go against Iran is when we see Russia come into play. According to Ezekiel 38 and 39, Russia is going to bring with it the other jihadist influencers, and that is Turkey, that is Iran, that is Germany, that is Libya, etc., etc. Five nations, Ezekiel 38 and 39, five nations will come against the nation of Israel. Revelation chapter 16, verses 12 and following says that they will cross the Euphrates River. They will cross the Euphrates River on a demonic delusion, the scripture says. That is, they think they're coming for a reason other than the end result being a bloodbath on a scale that's never been seen in the history of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. When we talk about who owns the land, I'm looking at a headline article, Jerusalem has a history of many conquests. In fact, the article starts out, Jerusalem has been captured and recaptured at least 20 times. It's been claimed by about as many countries and empires and by three of the world's major religions. And it outlines in this article an outline of time, dates, and place where nation after nation after nation has dominated and controlled the land that is called Israel. But listen, make no mistake, the land belongs to the Jewish people. God gave them the land. And the land that God gave them, listen very carefully, was from the Great Sea, which is the Mediterranean, up to the Euphrates River, and from what is now Syria, all the way down through what is today's Saudi Arabia. Go study the scripture. That territory the Jewish people never claimed, never took control of. God said, and the reason was it, God gave them instructions when they came into the promised land. God gave them instructions to slaughter, to kill, to annihilate, to destroy the enemy. They did to a certain extent, but they did not follow God's directive in wiping them out completely. They started to cohabitating with, intermarrying with, the enemies, and as a result of that, the battle has been raging for almost 4,000 years with nation after nation after nation against the nation, the little postage stamp that is called Israel. We need to realize, ladies and gentlemen, what this points out for us as Christians and conservatives and patriots. We need to be prayed up, stayed up, looking up, and ready for the rapture of the church, because that's the next thing on the calendar of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Don't turn your dials. Hang in there. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel remains on the brink of launching a ground offensive into Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowing to crush and destroy Hamas following last weekend's deadly attack on civilians in Israel. Israel has laid siege to Gaza with no aid of any kind being allowed in. And saying that the U.S. stands with Israel, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel for talks with the Prime Minister. Blinken also is expected to meet tomorrow with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. A couple of Republican senators want to put $6 billion in unfrozen Iranian assets back into the deep freeze. Millions of Social Security recipients can expect a 3.2% increase in their benefits in 2024. That's the cost of living adjustment. On Wall Street, the Dow down 100 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you have earned college credits but no diploma? Would you like to finish your certified degree program? Conservative Theological University can help. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE to schedule your interview appointment. Please leave your contact information for the admission staff to reach out to you. Today's the day. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, and it has a biblical answer, a resolute answer. That is, who owns the land? It's the Jewish land, not the Arab Islamic jihadist. The battle has been over 4,000 years. It's as a result of the battle between two brothers, a brother and a half-brother. It is a battle between Isaac and Ishmael. And you recall the story. Go back and read in Genesis chapter 15, 16, and 17, and you'll see what took place in relationship to that history. And it's the battle that continues today. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in relationship to the Islamic jihadists, that's my term, not what's found in the Bible. The Bible clearly states that Islam is going to be hated of all people. The scripture says in verse 10 of chapter 16 and following, the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered by the multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child, thou shalt bear a son, shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. He, verse 12, and he, speaking of Ishmael, will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. Ladies and gentlemen, that if there's not any other scripture in all of the Bible that gives a clear indication, understanding, character, and the characteristic, the chronology of what's taking place, that is the text. It tells us what is happening today. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned when a headline says, Hamas terrorist leader calls for the Muslim uprising everywhere on Friday. And I'll read a portion of an article, then we'll take our next caller. Franklin Graham's article says, the real plan of Hamas is to kill, listen, this is the headline, it's a scary headline, to kill every Jew and every Christian on the face of the earth. Article dated October 11th, 2023. Christian evangelist Franklin Graham is warning Jews and Christians around the globe to be aware of the real plan for Hamas, and that real plan is to kill every Jew and every Christian on the face of the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be concerned. And this article, and I don't have time to read it all, but just simply telling you that people are seeing, finally, some are seeing the real truth of what is taking place. And that's the purpose of this broadcast today, is so that you'll understand what's happening, and as a Christian, conservative, and patriot, be able to rightly divide the word of truth and recognize what we need to do in the planning and the preparation. Benjamin Netanyahu headline says, Netanyahu warns every member of Hamas is a dead man as the new atrocities revealed that over 1,300 Jewish people have been slaughtered, end quote. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, it's good to hear your voice. I've had some pretty serious health problems, and I've got a major surgery coming up, but I just had to call and tell you thank you for the broadcast.
Well, brother, I want you to know publicly it's good to hear your voice. We're concerned about you, praying for you, and it's good to hear your voice. I'm thankful that God is providing life and health and strength, and we'll be praying for you upcoming surgery.
Thank you. Dr. Youngblood, I was kind of shocked to hear you just a little bit ago. You said that the way I understand it is Israel has about the same gun laws as New York City. They don't want nobody to have a gun, maybe a slingshot, but that's the kiss of death. And is that true that they've now rescinded that and they're giving out guns to, I guess you'd say, homeowners? That's how the Hamas was so successful. They knew, just like these school shootings, they know those kids aren't armed. Is that true that Israelis that is, have
that
the
is
same?
What I understand. That is what I understand. In fact, your target, on target, Israeli citizens, unless it's military, unless it's police or somebody in authority like that, they've not been allowed to own, a weapon. And yet today, we're finding that they're now wanting to say, well, in fact, I didn't realize this, Tom. They have a what I would call a large catch, C-A-C-H-E, a large room or building that housed all kinds of weapons that belonged to the citizens. Now they're opening the doors to come in and get your weapon so that you can protect yourself. Now, that's a little archaic approach, I think, to have citizens to let the governmental agencies lock your weapons up. Then if you need them, you have to go to that particular place and then show your identification to claim your weapon to protect your life and your family's life. So to a large degree, though I see what the hand of God is doing, I see what is the eschatological truth of what is taking place, but yet I have to say part of the blame goes back to the Israeli government for doing that to the citizens. I shudder to think of what would happen in America today if most of our cities were, as you spoke of, as in New York or Chicago, are cities where guns are made illegal inside Beltway in D.C. You can't carry a weapon. I've said before, when I'm in a foreign city, as I would call it, where that is the case, I feel naked that I can't be protected and have self-defense with me. I believe that's a right that God's given us in the scripture. And as citizens in America, that's our constitutional right. And I believe that it is part and parcel of the problem that we see that so many were slaughtered in Israel.
Hmm. Well, so all you would have to do is put a couple people that are well-armed around those buildings where the weapons are stored, and you've got a lockdown. In other words, if a terrorist would storm that building, he's got a ready-made cache of weapons, and nobody can get to them because they don't have a gun.
Not only the cache of weapons, but Tom, you may be aware of it, our listeners may or may not. If you watched any of the video footage on the news reels on television, you see that the Islamic jihadist terrorist Hamas, they're driving relatively new Toyota, white Toyota pickup trucks. Where did they get them? Very simple answer. The cache of major, hundreds of billions of dollars worth of weaponry that was left in Afghanistan by the Biden administration. Part of that was a whole fleet. I believe the number was something like 6,000. I can stand corrected on that number. I believe the number was 6,000 Toyota pickup trucks that were left there when we pulled out of Afghanistan. The jihadists are driving those trucks now.
Wow. Well, Dr. Youngblood, I'm telling everybody to pray for Israel.
Pray for the peace of Israel. It is our responsibility to do so. Pray that God will give them wisdom and will give them insight as to what to do and what not to do in handling it. Brother Tom, I'm looking at an article here that is a fascinating article. Might sound harsh to some. Headline, every Hamas operative will die. Old Testament justice in Israel. Harsh justice, this article reads, dated the 11th of October. Harsh justice, Old Testament style, is apparently near in the future for Islamic terrorists in the Middle East. That's what they are headed toward. The Hamas militants who have launched a war against Israel last weekend have so far been blamed for thousands of deaths, including atrocities unseen for the decades, like the beheading of babies. The Washington Examiner reporter reported U.S. Representative Tim Burchett, B-U-R-C-H-E-T-T, a Republican from Tennessee, expressed confidence in Israel's ability to bring about Old Testament justice against Hamas in Israel. The article then wraps up. Israeli defense minister said he's lifted, listen to this, Tom. The Israeli defense minister said he's lifted all restraints on all Israeli troops defending their nation against the Hamas attackers. Quote, Hamas wanted a change and they'll get one. What was in Gaza will no longer be in Gaza, he warned. Quote, whoever comes to decapitate or murder women and families, Holocaust survivors, will be eliminated. We'll eliminate him at the height of our power without any compromise whatsoever. There's a resolute decision with Israel to wipe out the Islamic jihadist. Now, Tom, what I see on the horizon that they may not see at the present time, Mossad, their investigatory equal to the CIA in America, Mossad probably already knows it. They know where the nuclear weapons are in Iran. They know that Iran is behind Hezbollah and behind the jihadist known as Hamas. And as a result of that, I'm sure Mossad in Israel is planning on some type preemptive strike against Iran. And time that happens, whether it's great or small, time that happens, mark my word, we're going to see the Islamic invasion on a global basis. And when that takes place, it's going to bring Russia and all of the allies of Russia into the picture against the little postage stamp, the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel. Tom, I don't know about you, I get excited about seeing this. Even though it's horrific when we see the end result, I get excited in the realization and the recognition that we're watching the eschatological prophetic clock of God being put in place. The stage is being set. The players are being put on the stage. The curtain is ready to be lifted, and we will see the wrap-up of this old world. But the good thing is we as Christians will be lifted out before the atrocities fully take place. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Youngblood, do you see jihad coming to America, that all of these terrorists come across the southern border with the thugs with badges waving them on in because they are potential Democratic voters for Mr. Biden. Do you see this jihad spreading to America that they will issue a signal and these people will pour out of the woodwork like they did in Israel?
Without any reservation, without any hesitation, without any question, I believe that that's what's on the horizon before us. In fact, in a very, very large article that I read this morning, let me just read you some numbers for those that are listening also. The Attorney General notes some migrants do not have to appear in court until 10 years from now due to the number of people that have been allowed to enter the country. The Biden administration has let more than 7 million illegal immigrants across the U.S. border, including more than 1.5 million gotaways, 264 suspected terrorists. Given the massive flood of the unvetted migrants into the interior of our country, there's no way to know who is in the U.S. if they plan to enact terror against America, according to a statement made. Now, listen to this. Here are the numbers. The numbers confirmed by the multiple CBP sources, that's the Border Patrol, show foreign nationals entered America between U.S. Southern ports on the entry over the last 2 years, 6,386 Afghan nationals, 3,152 from Egypt, 659 from Iran, 538 from Syria. In addition to Border Patrol agents also encountered, listen to this, 12,624 from Uzbekistan, 30,830 from Turkey, 1,613 from Pakistan, 164 from Lebanon, 185 from Jordan, 123 from Iraq, 1,594 from Mauritania, and I've never heard of that country. I'm sure someone listening may know. That's Mauritania, Mauritania. So the numbers do not lie. Those numbers are already in America. So my answer to your question is, yes, we have the terror cells in America. We have those that are the wannabe jihadists, those that are ready and willing and waiting for the signal from the Grand Mufti and from the Islamic leaders, the terror leaders. And that's exactly what it should be frightening to ever hear today when I read a headline that says, Hamas terror leader calls for all Muslims for uprising everywhere around the globe this Friday, the 13th. So, Tom, I recommend that people be alert and recognize the dangers that's before us. I go back to the recommendation from my book, The Coming Global Islamic Invasion. It is a fact that it's on the horizon. It is a fact when you study the scripture that this shall take place. And it is my prayer that as Christians will be prayed up, ready, sitting up, looking up, and waiting for the trumpet to sound, because for Christians, we're going to be snatched out of this old world. We're going to see some of the atrocities. We're going to see some of the major difficulties take place. But when the real tribulation happens, we will already be out of here. And so I say to you and to every Christian and conservative listening, we need to recognize, understand, study, read, and see what God's Word says. God's Word has the answer. God is on the throne. God doesn't make a mistake. And I believe that God is going to use the Islamic jihadist to bring about, listen, to bring about his judgment on nations around the globe that said no to God's Son, Jesus Christ, as Savior and as Lord. Tom, thank you so much, brother, for your call. It's so good to hear from you again. Praying for you. Looking forward to what God's going to do in and through providing health and strength for you. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. I believe I have Dr. Davis on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Very good. Very good. Thank God. I made it through the storm and rain, so thank God.
Yeah, I noticed on the weather channel this morning, I noticed that up your way you were getting some of Noah's flood.
Yes, well, I can say we didn't get it in a catastrophic form, but we got enough to let us know that it's out there.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. But you know, Dr. Youngblood, I wanted to say just thank you so much for you know, all the coverage, you know, the especially the program on yesterday where I think you spoke about the gentleman that's holding a position, I believe that's the Jacksonville City Council, that's a Muslim. And when we think about jihad, I mean, this may not happen so much as to where they will come out with weapons on the street firsthand, let me put it that way. I mean, I think, and this is what I believe, you know, there are many of them just like him who are here to infiltrate our local governments and to start a job from the inside out. You know, there's a lot of times, you know, things happen that's an inside job. Now, we need to understand that the Bible tells us to watch and pray, you know, and we as Christians, I don't think we do enough of that on today. We need to watch and pray. We need to be aware of what's going on around us. Now, I was informed not long ago by a friend that there is a terrorist cell right up the street, up the road here, a few miles from me, in Jessup, Georgia, that's training out in the woods. And I think, let me say, I'm hoping that the local law enforcement is aware of what's going on out there. But then we need these guys to, I mean, and actually we are trusting them to be able to defend us when things like this come around, because we never know when these guys are just going to take up weapons and come out in the streets and do the same thing, just like we see going on in Israel.
Dr. Davis, you're exactly right. In fact, I'm looking at a headline. The headline says, could U.S. face an attack like the one in Israel? Franklin Graham warns of terrorists that are already among us. And I recall back in 2006 in World Magazine, there was about a 15-page article. That's where I had been interviewed and Franklin Graham had been interviewed talking about the Islamic jihadists and what's taking place and what's going to happen in America and around the globe. And the title, the front page of the World Magazine said, it is debate, not hate, because we're accused of hating the people. But you're exactly right. There's Dr. Parviz Ahmed is the head of the Human Rights Commission right here in Jacksonville. He's part of the Islamic jihadist out of the that was one of the unindicted co-conspirators back in the early 2000s out of Texas, where they had the Holy Land Foundation, which was a front for collecting money to send to Hamas and Hezbollah and for the Islamic jihadists to perpetrate and carry out crimes against societies around the world and even in America. So it deserves our attention. It deserves our prayers. It deserves our realization of what God is doing. In fact, it goes back, Pastor Davis, to my book, Is Islam Tolerant? 324 pages, 25 chapters. And in that, and I'll take a moment while you are on the line to read some quotes for, and you're probably familiar with it, but many of our listeners may not be, because jihad is the holy fighting, holy war. In surah, they call them, they don't call them chapters, it's surahs in the Quran, the noble Quran. In Surah 2:216, jihad, that is holy fighting in Allah's cause, is ordained for every Muslim. Surah 3:85, whoever seeks religion other than Islam will never be accepted. In Surah 1:2:191, kill them, all non-believers, wherever you find them, kill them, such as the recompense of the disbelievers for all non-Muslims. In Surah 2:193, fight until there's no more disbelief in Allah. In Surah 4:101, the disbelievers, all non-Muslims, even unto you are an open enemy. Surah 4:102, Allah has prepared a humiliating torment for all non-Muslims. Surah 8:39, fight them, all non-believers, until there's no more disbelief in Islam. Surah 8:55, the worst moving living creature before Allah are those who disbelieve, disbelievers, all non-Muslims. So, Dr. Davis, one of the things that I want to impress on our listeners is the fact that we're faced with a demonic enemy. But God's word said it. That settles it. We know what God is doing, and we know what God's word said in relationship to who the Islamic jihadists are. They do not own the land. Israel owns the land. God gave it to them. Then their Hamas charter, 1988, I believe, was the date of it. They stated that their sole goal is to destroy, to obliterate, annihilate all Jews. So it's not a matter of cohabitation, not a matter of coexistence, not a matter of sharing the land. It's a matter they want all the land, But I'm here to tell you, and our listeners need to understand, the land belongs to the Jewish people, the apple of God's eye. It shall not go to any other nation. Israel became reconstituted as a nation after 2,500 years of being in diaspora, that is, separated, scattered throughout all of the world. God brought them back together. Ezekiel chapter 37 prophesied that would take place, the Valley of Dry Bones. And Israel, May 15, 1948, was reconstituted as a nation, and they've been fighting for their life as a people ever since. So, Pastor Davis, thankful for you, thankful for your stand on the Word. And I would recommend, just my thoughts, I'd recommend, if you know of that jihadist camp there in your community or near you, I would notify the GBI, Georgia Bureau of Investigation, or the sheriff in that county, and suggest that they look into it and give you an answer back, because you're not, you probably are not mistaken. That's probably exactly what is taking place.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I recommend Amen. That for your safety, the safety of your families. Dr. Davis, yes, thank you yes. so much for your call, for your input. Keep looking up.
Thanks
our
so
redemption
much.
Draweth nigh. Thank you. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I pray that you're doing well.
Yes. Pastor Davis, you said what I was going to say, but I still want to say this again. The man that's in the Oval Office, not him, the Squadron Masters, is treason. Mm-hmm. It is treason. It started with, I think, Clinton, then Obama. They're trying to destroy America. They really are. And the millionaires, the billionaires, should I say, they don't care anything about America, but you made your money here.
Well, you're exactly right. You're looking at people like Klaus Schwab, which is the head of the World Economic Forum. He could care less about America. He is after the destruction of America in order to gain the dollars. So is George Soros. So are those that are the globalists, those that have the goal of a one-world government. But one of the things that, Kenneth, that is very bothersome to me, and some may look over it. In fact, Steny Hoyer, one of the very prestigious Democratic senators in Washington, when he was defending Rashida Tlaib about displaying a Palestinian flag outside of her office, he said, well, she's Palestinian. She has the right to defend them. But we need to understand, Kenneth, and I hope our listeners hear me and hear me well. If you have been elected to the U.S. House of Representatives or a U.S. senatorial position, you need to represent America, not a foreign jihadist nation, not another nation that has no claim to the land. Kenneth, I'm looking at an article, socialist in major U.S. cities rally for the Palestinian day after terrorists kill hundreds in Israel. We have those in the Harvard University. We have those in Dearborn, Michigan. We have those that are in cities across America. And I understand major Palestinian jihadist rallies here in Jacksonville praising the jihadists for the work that they've done in the slaughter of thousands yes. in Israel. So I am concerned. Kenneth, we've got about 45 seconds left on the broadcast. What would you like to say in wrap-up of the broadcast?
I tell you what, I appreciate your, I'm telling you, radio broadcast. And Pastor Davis, God bless you. I'm telling you, y'all trying to open up our eyes. And you have so many people, eyes are closed. And they really don't, I don't know if they care or not, but it's sad.
Well, Kenneth, we need to be praying for the eyes to be opened, and that we recognize what is taking place. We embrace the Word of God, studying the Word of God, and I want our listeners to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we need to keep prayed up, looking up, and listening up, for our redemption draweth nigh. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you've joined us on the broadcast today. We're looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-